This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. We're smoking up the yards all over mid-Michigan and even up north in Traverse City. We just took a little trip up to the UP, too. So it's been a good day for the Grillin' Guys. And, you know, we're lucky. We know a lot of people that do a lot of really cool things, and one of them is fishing. We have our friends at Gyra Charters took us out on a walleye charter a few weeks ago, and the Grillin' Guys caught some great fish, and we were able to show Rob Russell, Cowboy Rob Russell, the Great Lakes for the first time. It's really cool, something to do with a buddy that he's never done. He's from Kansas. They don't have fresh water in Kansas. They do, but not like we do. But anyway, right now on the line, we've got another one of our partners, a guy that is a master in his field. We're talking about Bill Bales from Best Chance 2 Charters. Captain Bill, you out there?
Yes, sir. We're here.
Hey, good morning, sir. How they biting?
They're biting really good. We've got like 17 in the cooler, and we're fighting a big king right now. So things are looking good.
Hey, welcome to the show, Bill. This is Bob. Thanks for joining us. We won't keep you very long because I know how much work it takes to run that big Tierra you're running out there. We're talking about Best Chance 2 Charters, and you run, I think, a 31 or 36-foot Tierra?
36.
Yeah, that's a lot of boat. And so how many fishermen do you have on board this morning?
Actually, we've got four fisher ladies on board.
Ooh,
oh,
nice.
We're a little Captain Bill.
This morning. We've
Hoo-ah. Captain Bill, you're my hero, dude.
Nice fish, and we got a big king on right now.
Wow, that's nice. We're hanging out with a bunch of Army guys, and you're hanging out on Lake Michigan with a bunch of women. I think your job trumps ours.
I got one of them jobs that everybody wants until they do it.
Right.
Yeah. It's the old gold mine story, isn't it?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. So, Captain Bill, where's your charter out of if somebody wanted to hook up with you and get out on the boat?
We're out of Saugatuck right now, and the best place to get a hold of us is on my cell phone here at 616-292-6098.
Okay. So what's biting right now? Is it mostly kings?
Kings and steelhead. I think we've got half a dozen steelhead and a couple lake trout and a dozen kings.
How deep are the steelies at right now?
I'm sorry?
How deep are the steelies?
Actually, we're catching steelhead from like 20 foot down to 100 foot down. There's just a tremendous amount of steelhead around right now.
Wow. That's exciting.
I mean, making up about a third of our catch right now.
That's excellent. That's one of my favorite fish in the world ever, steelhead trout out of Lake Michigan. It just and fresh. I mean, you go home today and fillet those things up, and man, you're gonna have a meal.
Oh, there's no doubt. They're great eating.
How about Lakers? Are you catching any Lakers at all?
Oh, we're catching a few. We've caught a couple this morning, but we're not really targeting the trout so much with the salmon and the steelhead around. There's no reason for us to attempt to catch them even. We're not even targeting
and
those right now.
Yeah, Lakers are good if you've got a smoker because they're pretty oily and you can smoke that oil off them, but not a great grilling fish in my opinion.
Oh, they're one of my favorite fish to grill just because of the little bit more oil in them. I don't put any tin foil under them or anything and let them naturally seep onto the charcoal and create their own little smoke.
That's interesting. Well, I know you've got a bunch of ladies to take care of, and that can be a big chore, so we're going to let you go. And thanks so much for our Lake Michigan Fishing Report, Captain Bill Bales. All right, that's Best Chance 2 Charter. They're good guys. You got to go on their website, Best Chance 2, and check them out because these guys, I've been on a lot of charters job, just like you, and
yeah, that steelhead on the grill is my favorite as well, Bob. And
well, he said Lakers.
I know. His is Laker.
Yeah.
I agree with you. The lake trout is a little too oily for me.
Yeah.
It's got a pretty strong fish flavor.
It tastes like trout.
Right. And the steelhead, you grill it up. You can plank it. You can do a lot of things with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you leave the skin on it. You oil the grill. You can put it right on the grill. Cooks real quick because it's not a thick fillet generally. You're catching maybe 5 to 8 pounders on those on a generally. And just a nice fillet. Yeah.
And they're just wigglers. They're like mackerel and tuna when you catch them. They just get the shudders, you know. They just get to shaking. You can tell when you got a steely on because, man, that rod action is just, I get so excited with a steely on.
Yeah. And it's not a strong flavor. You can serve it to a lot of people, and they won't be overpowered by the fish taste, so to speak. So.
Especially when it's fresh like this. It's an incredible fish. And he's got a bunch of women on the boat, and, you know, God bless him, because if you're like the only guy hanging out with – I was up at Pentwater for the 4th of July, and my buddy Scott took all the kids tubing with his daughter, and he's got a boatload of kids that look like Haitian refugees out there. And they're poor kids. They drug them around for 2 hours. And so I'm sitting on the beach with my wife and his wife, Katie, and – sitting under the umbrella, it's hotter than heck. So if you're not in the water, you better be under an umbrella. And I'm really relaxing, enjoying the day. And the women are, doing what women do. They're just
easy, baby,
having fun. And what I've come to realize is that this data you hear is true. Women do emit 7 times the amount of data that men do. So the conversation kind of goes like this. It's like, oh, how do you like that bathing suit? Oh, does my butt look like that? Oh, my God, does my butt look like that? What do people say when I walk by? Can you get that umbrella in green? What do you think of that cover-up? Can you get that umbrella in yellow? What did you do for chairs around the pool? Does my butt look like that? And this was like 2 hours. And what book are you reading? And, I mean, there's not even a breath in between it. They just have so much
rapid-fire
communication,
thoughts.
Yeah.
Right.
Whereas, as guys, we can, like, just stare into space for 10, 20 minutes and not say a word, be fine. And it's just interesting, the difference in the sexes.
And generally, you're not asking what your butt looks like, but you're looking at hers, maybe. So,
yeah,
I get it.
I don't care what my butt looks like. I can't see it, so
right.
I don't really care.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was just really funny discourse. But if you're if you just tuned in, we're the Grilling Guys, and we're probably heading to divorce court now on the Michigan Talk Network. And check us out on Facebook. What is your biggest challenge grilling? Hit us on Facebook / The Grilling Guys. Check us out on the web at thegrillingguys.com, wherever you're at around the world. And you can stream the show live. Hit the Listen Live button. You can find all the stations around that we're on. Just follow that menu bar. It's actually a blog if you want to comment on any of the recipes, the show, how hard I was just right now on my wife. That's okay. Hit us on the web and let's hear it out. But, Jop, there's kind of the holy trinity of grilling. We are sitting in the parking lot of a Lutheran church in Door, Michigan, between Grand Rapids and Kalamazoo, and we've got the holy trinity here in the building. But there's also one for grilling.
And what is that?
Well, it's oils, acids, and aromatics. It's the three things that affect your grilling. And the reason that I call it the Holy Trinity is because there's also a Holy Trinity of chefs, and that's your celery, onion, and carrot mixture. They call that the Holy Trinity.
Right.
But in terms of grilling, I've labeled this the Holy Trinity so people could remember it. Oils, acids, and aromatics. And the oils are used to coat your meat, keep it moist, and help the flavors make contact with the meat, and, of course, keep it from sticking to the grill.
So that would be like if you put some of the Old World Press olive oil on there and your dry seasonings, your rubs, it helps those seasonings adhere, but the oils actually will keep that on there during the grilling process. So that's the first one.
Exactly. That's your coating.
Right. What about acids? What's that all about?
Acids are going to be vinegar, yogurt, wine, citrus, limes, lemon, anything like that. Orange juice. I used a little orange juice last night in my stir fry for an acid. It was a wonderful profile. And the acids are going to basically help your meat break down and tenderize it.
And they penetrate a little bit, too. The oils tend to stay on the surface. The acids tend to penetrate the meat itself so the flavor gets in deeper.
That's right, especially if you let it stay in there a while.
A marinade.
And you have to, exactly, a marinade, a brine. It's all contained, the things. Brines don't have oils in them, but depending on the amount of acid you put in there, you have to really watch your marinade and the timing, because those marinades, those acids will actually start cooking your meat over time if you're not careful. If you're using fresh lime, it's going to really turn up the acid level on that profile. So you can't leave it but more than an hour or so in the fridge, and it's going to start cooking it in cold temperatures.
And real quick, what's an aromatic?
It's going to be your herbals, your flavors, your thyme, rosemary, garlic, the aromatics, what's adding the actual extra flavor to your meat.
Right. And you'll smell that more.
Yes.
Thus the aromatics.
That's
so you
it.
Got your Holy Trinities, the oils, acids, and the aromatics.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We're live all over Michigan, smoking up the backyards. We really want you to enjoy the rest of your 4th of July weekend here. I don't know if you were vacationed before or after or you had all week off, but just remember, be safe, get out there, get in your backyard, fire up that grill, and make it a great summer holiday. With the weather's going to break. We're the Grilling Guys. Thanks for listening. When you started out with nothing and you found out you're a selfie man. And your fans, they all come calling. Slap you on the back and say, please.
This is the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.